From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why the White House needs to tread lightly with Russia. But first, in this country, another corporate accounting scandal today. The Justice Department has indicted former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy on securities fraud, money laundering, and other charges. HealthSouth is based in Birmingham, Alabama. It runs outpatient surgery and rehab centers. Here's Prosecutor Christopher Wray today giving a message for anyone else who might perpetrate a crime.
If a corporate fraud is perpetrated on your watch, you will be thoroughly investigated. And if the evidence shows that you participated in the fraud, you will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And if you profited from the fraud, we will take your ill-gotten gains away from you.
Now here to explain the story is Chad Terhune. He's a writer for The Wall Street Journal. Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Now, what exactly is Richard Scrushy charged with?
It's a variety of charges, securities fraud, wire fraud. The real core charge, and the one the government really pointed out today, was the violation of the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, which was passed last year. If you remember, a corporate crime law that really was born out of the frustration of Enron and WorldCom, where CEOs had to certify their financial results and kind of attest to their accuracy. Mr. Scrushy attested to the accuracy of the financial results in August 2002, and now that's part of the charges against him.
Now, he has said he had no knowledge of what was going on, that his underlings did all the bad things.
Yes, and the government's basically accusing of him of being directing this scheme of about $2.7 billion in fake profits at HealthSouth going back to the mid-90s. And yes, his defense has been that this was done by my subordinates without my knowledge. I didn't know anything about it.
But under Sarbanes-Oxley, if you sign off on your company statements, does that preclude that kind of an argument, that you knew nothing about it?
Exactly. I mean, experts think it really will blunt that defense to some degree, that you can't just say I left this up to somebody else, that Sarbanes-Oxley put CEOs on notice that this was your neck on the line, that you needed to investigate and look into all the numbers. You could not just rely on your auditors, your CFO. You were going to be held responsible, and that's one reason why they passed the law.
Now, Richard Scrushy himself is a fairly colorful character. He's been called the Donald Trump of Birmingham, and he has his own country western band. Tell us about him.
King Richard sometimes is what he's been called, and yes, he's had a couple bands over the years, a country western band. Dallas County Line. He also had a rock band called Proxy that competed in a battle of the corporate bands. He flew dozens of people to a lavish wedding in Jamaica a few years ago, a very colorful individual. And it went into his company. He had armed security guards in the hallways, cameras in the hallways. He helped start up a girls pop music group. He attended the Grammys. He was a very colorful CEO.
HealthSouth, the company itself, wasn't charged. What are the prospects for that company? Will it still exist after this?
It will. HealthSouth itself is a company under new management now. Mr. Scrushy was fired March 31st. It's been staving off an indictment itself by trying to cooperate as much as possible with the prosecutors, letting them into the building, turning over all financial records to let them figure out the extent of the fraud. So they're doing everything they can. They do face a rash of shareholder lawsuits. They still could be indicted themselves by the government. It's unclear what will happen there. And there were some allegations in the Scrushy indictment today about Medicare fraud. The company continues to be under investigation for that. So the company still does face several challenges itself. But for now, it's still operating. The surgery centers, the rehab clinics are all open, providing care.
Chad Terhune writes for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.